Club. Hope, you were just saying you're so happy to make it to work safely. What happened this morning?
Well, I almost got into a car accident this morning. I didn't realize it was dangerous to wear the jewelry that I wear every single day.
Wait. A car accident? Jewelry? Did someone cut you off and throw jewelry at you? What are you talking about?
So I'm going, turning off of 490, and as I'm turning the steering wheel, my ring gets caught on my sweater. And then I'm attached. I've got my left hand, my right hand out of commission, and I'm like trying to tug lightly without ripping a hole in my sweater. It's not moving.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm driving around one-handed, but it's not even just like one-handed where your other hand's resting.
Yeah.
I'm attached. There is no undone.
Oh, man. So you're like one hand is dangling from your own arm.
And I needed another hand to unhook my ring from my sweater.
We got to get our chauffeur in the morning. She's got all kind of driving problems.
Oh, my gosh.
Has your jewelry, like the ring, got caught in her sweater? Has your jewelry ever gotten stuck somewhere or caused, not necessarily an auto accident, but just an accident at the workplace where it got caught on something and, shenanigans just happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jewelry. I don't know. I didn't have jewelry, but I had a big puffy coat once that I was driving in, and a police officer pulled me over and said, "Well, you were on your cell phone." I go, "Sir, I don't even have my phone." With all due respect, I at the time, my phone was in my purse on the floor, but this was so puffy that I kept pulling my hair out of it. So it looked like my arm was up by my ear. It probably was because I was pulling my hair out of from underneath this really puffy high jacket. So he let me go because obviously I didn't have a phone anywhere near me. But yeah, you got to choose wisely when you pick what you're going to wear to drive.
Let us know. Is Hope alone? Is TJ alone? Has there been issues while you're driving, either from a puffy jacket or some jewelry? 585-252-WB. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We're lucky Hope made it to work safe, but she was almost in an accident because as she was turning the wheel and, you know, you go hand over hand, her ring got stuck in her sweater. Then she was attached. She didn't want to rip the sweater is the whole key here, but the ring was lodged in there. She's trying to figure out how to steer. She's not alone. Jewelry, especially rings, can cause injuries or accidents.
This texter said, "I use American Sign Language for my job every day, so when I picked out my engagement ring and wedding band, I had the diamonds recessed into the band so I wouldn't scratch myself every day or catch my clothing with the setting."
Oh, she was smart to know that ahead of time. Good for you. Emily, you had an issue with the ring and driving too?
So I wear rings on both hands, and I have a steering wheel cover on my car.
Steering wheel cover, okay.
So as I was turning left, my left hand ring somehow has slipped underneath and got caught in the steering wheel cover and was stuck. I could not move it away from the steering wheel.
Gosh.
So you were like Hope. Hope is not alone. And you had problems steering and it could have gotten an accident, huh?
I could have, yes. Fortunately, I was on the back road, so I was able to pull off the side of the road and take the steering wheel cover off and figure out how to fix.
Be honest, did you call AAA for help? I got something stuck in the steering wheel cover.
No, I called my husband, and he was like, "Just take the steering wheel cover off, and we'll fix it when you get home."
There you go. So then you walked into the house. It was still stuck on your ring.
Dangling
the steering wheel cover, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, thanks for sharing the story. We're so glad you didn't get in the accident, but you got to be careful. Jewelry, sometimes hooks catches on to things. You have a great day.
Thank you.
And coming up here in just a few minutes with the world's easiest contest, how about another $100 gift card to Pick and Patch in Stanley? Oh, great family fun on the way for you to win. Our last Guitars and Stars. I can't wait for our next one coming up. Get all the details at WBEE.com. It's where you see the uprising new country stars. We help break them right here at your B-Morning Coffee Club. Halloween's right around the corner. Now, I've seen some crazy products around Halloween. This one might be the craziest, or you may think it is the most genius. Imagine the kids are running around in their costumes, maybe getting hot and sweaty in the foot area. So when they get home, they're taking off that, they're taking off the shoes and stuff, and well, this product might help.
Every Halloween, they hit the streets looking for something good to eat, walking an average of 22 blocks. 1.25 miles, over 4,500 steps, creating an unholy brew of feet perspiration, demanding you smell them in exchange for a treat. So protect yourself with Airheads Trick or Treat Smell My Feet Candy Scented Foot Spray. It smells like cherry Airheads.
Airheads.
What?
Has created a foot smell for the Halloween trick-or-treaters running around with the ungodly foot sweating there.
Is this really a problem? Obviously, they're trying to just sell us some junk. No way this is such a big problem. The Airheads was like, hey, if nobody else is going to do it, we're going to have to make this product. No way.
It got me thinking. So
my kid would be eating the Airheads spray. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Loves Airheads. Stop eating the foot spray.
Get it out of your mouth. I'm thinking, what other candy would you want your feet to smell like? It got me thinking. I heard this and I was like, first of all, you got to be kidding me. Wait a second. They might be onto something. What else? What other candy really smells that you would like take off your shoes and go, ah, it's a good day?
I wouldn't mind my feet smelling like Big Red gum.
Like cinnamon.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind some Big Red gum feet.
Yeah. See, I was thinking sweet tarts.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, fruity.
So Airhead is onto something
here.
Yeah,
they kind of are.
Next year, there might be new flavors for a little foot spray there when you're walking around getting all sweaty, trick-or-treating. Let's make a part of the world's easiest contest. We've got a great $100 gift card.
To Pick and Patch in Stanley, New York. There's still plenty of time to make family memories in the fields of fun at Pick and Patch. They've got pumpkins, pumpkin pizza. The pumpkin pizza is so good if you go. You've got to get the pumpkin pizza.
Hope is a pumpkin pizza influencer. I've never had it, like, but I have to have it this year.
She's a pusher. She's a pumpkin pizza pusher.
So great family fun. $100 gift card. Enjoy. Get out there. If you're calling number 19 in the world's easiest contest, 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. So Airhead, the candy, the cherries, right? That's the smell you could spray. But TJ came up with one that might actually be better. It involves cinnamon flavor on your feet, and you chew it. Yeah, it's big and it's red. That's the answer we're looking for.
92.5 WB.
I just heard this product for Halloween.
A feet perspiration, demanding you smell them in exchange for a treat. So protect yourself with Airheads Trick or Treat Smell My Feet Candy Scented Foot Spray. It smells like cherry Airheads.
Would you buy that? Oh, my goodness. All right. We got Eric here. All right, Eric, you say you're in the car driving your son to school. What's his name?
George.
Hey, George. Have a great day today.
Make good choices.
There you go. And how old is he? What grade is he in?
He's going to be 10 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, fourth grade.
All right.
Double digits. That's a big one.
Yeah, it is. Well, you're call number 19. What a great way to celebrate your son George's birthday. Get you out for some fun family activities. We just heard this product.
That's awesome.
Genius or not, it's Airhead. Cherry-scented foot spray, because you're out there sweating, trick-or-treating. TJ said, wait a second, I'd like this candy.
The big red gum.
Yeah! Yeah!
Big red fun, big red gum. Yeah, I wouldn't mind the little cinnamon feet.
Cinnamon foot spray.
Well, congratulations to you and to George. $100 gift card to Pick and Patch. That's going to be a lot of fun. So much to do, you guys. You're going to make some great memories. They've got the Luke Bryan themed corn maze. You got homemade donuts, the maple cotton candy, caramel apples, and then, of course, locally made hard cider. You can get all the information. Just log on to pickandpatch.com. It is just the perfect place for you guys to go and get your pumpkins. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
92.5 WBE, the B Morning Coffee Club. You are the best. It's a nice, easy ride in to school or work.
We spread the good vibes. We put smiles on your faces. And have you ever won with us before, Eric?
I have not.
First time winner! Your B Morning Coffee Club, we're here for you. We got your back. And I just love helping family and friends and sometimes strangers. But sometimes what can you do? And I'm talking about this next hurricane that's getting ready to hit Florida. Mm-hmm. I've got family all in that Tampa, Clearwater, Safety Harbor, Sarasota area. And I was just reaching out to cousins, aunts, high school friends, college friends, and they're like, nothing you could do, just send prayers and good vibes. Because
are they evacuating?
Half are, half are going to ride it. They're going to ride it. And they're saying gas stations are running out of gas there because so many are trying to get out. But this Milton one that's coming, on Monday it jumped up to Category 5. Now it's kind of a Category 4, but we're talking 180 miles per hour to 155 miles per hour. It's going to do some damage. Mm-hmm. And I was just reaching out, wishing everybody the best. The previous hurricane they just went through, one of my best friends from high school, his dad, can't live in the house. Lost the house. Luckily, he's alive. Right. And another family member took him to their house out of state, but lost the house. So here comes another one. It's scary.
I know they said this is a highly trafficked travel day. So folks are evacuating there with their families and flying. Folks will be flying up here. They'll be flying all over the place because they have to get their families out. Others have no choice and they have to stay because they have nowhere to go. And I put it out on Facebook to friends of mine down there. I'm like, you need someplace to go. You let me know.
I did the same thing.
I got an in-law suite. Like, y'all can come up here, enjoy.
I got a couch. I got a recliner.
We'll
you need to come
on
out.
We'll get some pumpkins. Well, you know, we'll do the whole fall thing. And that way you guys are safe.
We want to do more, but what can you do?
Yeah.
It's Mother Nature. It's coming. And you know it's coming. And hopefully it'll downgrade. Let's hopefully it'll get down to Category 3 or 2 by the time it hits. But it's on the way. And it's a beautiful area, too. Good people there. Reach out to family and friends. Hey, Club Hope, you were just saying you're so happy to make it to work safely. What happened this morning?
Well, I almost got into a car accident this morning. I didn't realize it was dangerous to wear the jewelry that I wear every single day.
Wait. A car accident? Jewelry? Did someone cut you off and throw jewelry at you? What are you talking about?
So I'm going, turning off of 490, and as I'm turning the steering wheel, my ring gets caught on my sweater. And then I'm attached. I've got my left hand, my right hand out of commission, and I'm like trying to tug lightly without ripping a hole in my sweater. It's not moving.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm driving around one-handed, but it's not even just like one-handed where your other hand's resting.
Yeah.
I'm attached. There is no undone.
Oh, man. So you're like one hand is dangling from your own arm.
And I needed another hand to unhook my ring from my sweater.
We got to get our chauffeur in the morning. She's got all kind of driving problems.
Oh, my gosh.
Has your jewelry, like the ring, got caught in her sweater? Has your jewelry ever gotten stuck somewhere or caused, not necessarily an auto accident, but just an accident at the workplace, or it got caught on something and shenanigans just happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jewelry. I don't know. I didn't have jewelry, but I had a big puffy coat once that I was driving in, and a police officer pulled me over and said, well, you were on your cell phone. I go, sir, I don't even have my phone. With all due respect, I at the time, my phone was in my purse on the floor, but this was so puffy that I kept pulling my hair out of it. So it looked like my arm was up by my ear. It probably was because I was pulling my hair out of from underneath this really puffy high jacket. So he let me go because obviously I didn't have a phone anywhere near me. But yeah, you got to choose wisely when you pick what you're going to wear to drive.
Let us know, is Hope alone? Is TJ alone? Has there been issues while you're driving, either from a puffy jacket or some jewelry? 585-252-WB. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We're lucky Hope made it to work safe, but she was almost in an accident because as she was turning the wheel and, you know, you go hand over hand, her ring got stuck in her sweater. Then she was attached. She didn't want to rip the sweater is the whole key here, but the ring was lodged in there. She's trying to figure out how to steer. She's not alone. Jewelry, especially rings, can cause injuries or accidents.
This texter said, I use American Sign Language for my job every day. So when I picked out my engagement ring and wedding band, I had the diamonds recessed into the band so I wouldn't scratch myself every day or catch my clothing with the setting.
Oh, she was smart to know that ahead of time. Good for you. Emily, you had an issue with the ring and driving too?
So I wear rings on both hands, mm-hmm. and I have a steering wheel cover on my car.
Steering wheel cover, okay.
So So as I was turning left, my left hand ring somehow has slipped underneath and got caught in the steering wheel cover and was stuck. I could not move it away from the steering wheel.
Gosh.
So you were like Hope. Hope was not alone. And you had problems steering and it could have gotten an accident, huh?
I could have, yes. Fortunately, I was on the back road, so I was able to pull off the side of the road and take the steering wheel cover off and figure out how to fix it.
Be honest, did you call AAA for help? I got something stuck in the steering wheel cover.
No, I called my husband, and he was like, just take the steering wheel cover off, and we'll fix it when you get home.
There you go. So then you walked into the house. It was still stuck on your wrist.
Dangling
the steering wheel cover, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, thanks for sharing the story. We're so glad you didn't get in the accident, but you got to be careful. Jewelry, sometimes hooks catches on to things. You have a great day.
Thank you.
And coming up here in just a few minutes with the world's easiest contest, how about another $100 gift card to Pick and Patch in Stanley? Oh, great family fun on the way for you to win. Our last Guitars and Stars. I can't wait for our next one coming up. Get all the details at WBEE.com. It's where you see the uprising new country stars. We help break them right here at your B Morning Coffee Club. Halloween's right around the corner. Now, I've seen some crazy products around Halloween. This one might be the craziest, or you may think it is the most genius. Imagine the kids are running around in their costumes, maybe getting hot and sweaty in the foot area. So when they get home, they're taking off that, they're taking off the shoes and stuff, and well, this product might help.
Every Halloween, they hit the streets looking for something good to eat. Walking an average of 22 blocks, 1.25 miles, over 4,500 steps, creating an unholy brew of feet perspiration, demanding you smell them in exchange for a treat. So protect yourself with Airheads Trick or Treat Smell My Feet Candy Scented Foot Spray. It smells like cherry Airheads.
Airheads.
What?
Has created a foot smell for the Halloween trick-or-treaters running around with the ungodly foot sweating there.
Is this really a problem? Obviously, they're trying to just sell us some junk. No way this is such a big problem. The Airheads was like, hey, if nobody else is going to do it, we're going to have to make this product. No way.
It got me thinking. So
my kid would be eating the Airheads what spray. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Loves Airheads. Like, stop eating the foot spray.
Get it out of your mouth. I'm thinking, what other candy would you want your feet to smell like? It got me thinking. I heard this and I was like, first of all, you got to be kidding me. Wait a second. They might be onto something. What else? What other candy really smells that you would like take off your shoes and go, ah, it's a good day?
I wouldn't mind my feet smelling like big red gum.
Like cinnamon.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind some big red gum feet.
See, I was thinking sweet tarts.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, fruity.
So Airhead is onto something
here. Yeah, they kind of are.
Next year, there might be new flavors for a little foot spray there when you're walking around getting all sweaty, trick-or-treating. Let's make a part of the world's easiest contest. We've got a great $100 gift card.
To Pick and Patch in Stanley, New York. There's still plenty of time to make family memories in the fields of fun at Pick and Patch. They've got pumpkins, pumpkin pizza. The pumpkin pizza is so good if you go. Hope you gotta get the pumpkin pizza.
Hope is a pumpkin pizza influencer. I've never had it, but I have to have it this year.
She's a pusher. She's a pumpkin pizza pusher.
So great family fun. $100 gift card. Enjoy. Get out there. If you're calling number 19 in the world's easiest contest, 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. So Airhead, the candy, the cherries, right? That's the smell you could spray. But TJ came up with one that might actually be better. It involves cinnamon flavor on your feet. Yeah. And you chew it. And it's big and it's red. That's the answer we're looking for.
92.5 WB. I
just heard this product for Halloween.
A feet perspiration. Demanding you smell them in exchange for a treat. So protect yourself with Airheads Trick or Treat Smell My Feet Candy Scented Foot Spray. It smells like cherry Airheads.
Would you buy that? Oh, my goodness. All right. We got Eric here. All right, Eric, you say you're in the car driving your son to school. What's his name?
George.
Hey, George. Have a great day today.
Make good choices.
There you go. And how old is he? What grade is he in?
He's going to be 10 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And fourth grade.
All right.
Double digits. That's a big one.
Yeah, it is. Well, your call number 19. What a great way to celebrate your son George's birthday. Get you out for some fun family activities. We just heard this product.
That's awesome.
Genius or not, it's Airhead. Cherry-scented foot spray, because you're out there sweating, trick-or-treating. TJ said, wait a second, I'd like this candy.
The big red gum.
Yeah!
Big red fun, big red gum. Yeah, I wouldn't mind the a little cinnamon
feet. Foot spray.
Well, congratulations to you and to George. $100 gift card to Pick and Patch. That's going to be a lot of fun. So much to do, you guys. You're going to make some great memories. They've got the Luke Bryan-themed corn maze. You got homemade donuts, the maple cotton candy, caramel apples, and then, of course, locally made hard cider. You can get all the information. Just log on to pickandpatch.com. It is just the perfect place for you guys to go and get your pumpkins. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
92.5 WBE, the B Morning Coffee Club. You are the best. It's a nice, easy ride in to school or work.
We spread the good vibes. We put smiles on your faces. And have you ever won with us before, Eric?
I have not.
First time winner! B Morning Coffee Club, we're here for you. We got your back. And I just love helping family and friends and sometimes strangers. But sometimes what can you do? And I'm talking about this next hurricane that's getting ready to hit Florida. Mm-hmm. I've got family all in that Tampa, Clearwater, Safety Harbor, Sarasota area. And I was just reaching out to cousins, aunts, high school friends, college friends. And they're like, nothing you could do. Just send prayers and good vibes. Because
are they evacuating?
Half are going to ride it. They're going to ride mm-hmm. it. And they're saying gas stations are running out of gas there because so many are trying to get out. But this Milton one that's coming, on Monday it jumped up to Category 5. Now it's kind of a Category 4, but we're talking 180 miles per hour to 155 miles per hour. It's going to do some damage. Mm-hmm. And I was just reaching out, wishing everybody the best. The previous hurricane they just went through, one of my best friends from high school, his dad, can't live in the house. Lost the house. Luckily, he's alive. Right. And another family member took him to their house out of state, but lost the house. So here comes another one. It's scary.
I know they said this is a highly trafficked travel day. So folks are evacuating there with their families and flying. Folks will be flying up here. They'll be flying all over the place because they have to get their families out. Others have no choice and they have to stay because they have nowhere to go. And I put it out on Facebook to friends of mine down there. I'm like, you need some place to go. You let me know.
I did the same thing.
I got an in-law suite. Like, y'all can come up here, enjoy.
I got a couch. I got a recliner.
We'll
you need to come
some
on
pumpkins.
Up.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll do the whole fall thing, and that way you guys are safe.
We want to do more, but what can you do?
Yeah.
It's Mother Nature. It's coming, and you know it's coming, and hopefully it'll downgrade. Let's hopefully it'll get down to Category 3 or 2 by the time it hits, but it's on the way. And it's a beautiful area, too. Good people there. Reach out to family and friends.